Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending February 28th, 2020. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news: Jamaican Health Ministry expands travel restrictions. In response to the coronavirus, Jamaica's Ministry of Health has decided to expand the travel restrictions previously imposed to include 4 additional countries. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton announced that the travel ban now applies to travel from Italy, South Korea, Singapore, and Iran. Previous restrictions included China. A decision on whether to include Japan, which currently has 164 confirmed cases of coronavirus and 1 death among the restricted nations, is pending. Under the new restrictions, Jamaicans returning from any of the 4 added nations will be subject to a health assessment and quarantine upon arrival in Jamaica. Jackson says cybersecurity represents serious concern for Jamaica. Fitz Jackson, Shadow Minister of National Security from the People's National Party, PNP, believes that cybersecurity is a major worry for Jamaica and should be handled as a serious risk. He notes that small island nations are particularly vulnerable as they tend to be targets of money laundering, scams, and narcotics trafficking. Jackson recently attended the Commonwealth Parliamentary Association workshop on cybersecurity in London. A forum at the workshop raised matters relevant to the crime challenges faced by Jamaica, including cybercrime. This week's Caribbean news: Cayman Islands and Jamaica deny permission for cruise ship arrival. The Cayman Islands and Jamaica both denied docking privileges to the cruise ship Meraviglia. The ship from MSC Cruises, a privately held firm, was denied disembarkation permission for passengers and crew, fearing that a sick crew member may have contracted the coronavirus. MSC issued a statement saying that the individual has the common flu and not the novel coronavirus, and that the crew member had not traveled to any of the most affected countries recently. MSC expressed extreme disappointment that it was denied arrival as scheduled. The decisions to turn the ship away came one day after the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention raised travel warnings for several countries in Asia and Europe. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's Diaspora News: Jamaican Diaspora Task Force Project receives award. The tree planting project of the Jamaica Diaspora Task Force Action Network and Caribbean Philanthropic Alliance was recognized by the Clinton Global Initiative, CGI, with the organization's Commitment to Action Award. The award was presented at the CGI Action Network post-disaster recovery meeting in Puerto Rico on February 18, 2020. Former United States President Bill Clinton presented the award. The tree planting project is designed to plant 1 million trees in the Caribbean, with at least 100,000 trees planted in Jamaica, in order to address climate change and food scarcity via the planting of fruit-bearing trees. This week's business news: Yam production in Jamaica increases. According to Floyd Green, Jamaica's state minister in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, yam production on the island showed an increase in 2019. Major improvements were seen in the life cycle and yields in crops of sweet yams. According to the ministry, the increase results from its intervention via the Production Incentive Program, or PIP, implemented by the Rural Agricultural Development Authority. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. Mortimer's song Lightning wins Song of the Year at Jaria Awards. Lightning, a song from Mortimer, was named Song of the Year at the Jamaica Reggae Industry Association, or JARIA, Awards Ceremony. Mortimer also won the Breakthrough Artist of the Year title at the event. The song has attained over 4 million views on YouTube to date. Mortimer stated that his wife provided the inspiration for the song, and he thanked her in his acceptance speech for a constant source of inspiration. This week's sports news. Jamaica gets important victory at CONCACAF Women's Under-20 Championships. Jamaica's Under-20 women's team achieved what is being called a historic win in its defeat of Canada with a score of 3-1 at the Women's Football Championships held in San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic. Captain Judy Brown, Lacey Murray, and Marlee Frey brought the young reggae girls team to the top of their group. According to Andrew Price, the coach of the senior women's team, and Charles Edwards, former national women's coach, they believe that the young team has the ability to compete in the championship game and to qualify for the Women's Under-20 World Cup as well. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at TurnItUpRadio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at TheEnglishConnectionMedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at E2OnAir.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.